You're listening to The Recap on the Hope City Podcast. This episode is designed to reflect on our past series and celebrate what God is doing in our city and through Hope City Church.
Hope City, may you be generous with your actions. It allows you to live in harmony with others. It allows you to live at peace with others. It allows you to find contentment with people that takes you beyond living in tension. You know, actually, just for a moment, think about the relationships where you have tension. Because if you're like me, they hijack more of your mind, your thoughts, your conversations, and even your mood than they ever should. They wreck your today and even your tomorrow. And Paul is saying when we're generous with our actions, the outcome is that we create harmony. We find a ground where we can get along with others.
Wow, well, welcome back. What a great series that we just finished up called 13 Verses, walking through these 13 verses in Romans 12. It's been such a great series. I think we're just looking at the practical ways to live as a Christian, like practical Christian lifestyle, truly loving each other, truly walking out the Christian faith. And I think it's been such a powerful few weeks as we've looked over these verses and really dug into these messages. So yeah, I'm so excited to chat about a little bit more today.
Yeah, this has been, it feels like this series has been going on forever, and every week I'm convicted. I can call this series like a list of things I need to improve in. 13 done. Reasons why I am not as good of a Christian as I thought I was. But it's been great to just kind of, and this is what I love about the book of Romans specifically. It just kind of lays things out so plainly. And each and every time I've read that book in its entirety, I walk away going, okay, I need to improve. I need to grow.
Yeah. Like Romans, so this series specifically was talking through Romans 12, 9 to 21. And so there is a lot jammed into these verses, and there's a lot that we can learn from them. And it was a constant challenge for sure, every single week.
Yeah, and I mean, we work through all these verses, and I think that there's something that we can definitely grab out of each of the messages, but I think it's important for us to even just take some time to meditate on the scripture and look a little bit deeper and really see how God wants to speak to us. I saw this meme just this past week, and somebody's like, I wish that God would speak to me. And the response was like, well, read your Bible. No, I mean, like, I wish that he would speak to me out loud. And it was like, read your Bible out loud. I was like, yeah, that's so true. So I think that, we're just going to take some time and really dig into the scripture a little bit further, read it out loud and see how God's going to speak to us.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so Romans 12, verse 9, this is out of the NLT. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection. And take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy. And weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people, and don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God, for the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good.
Yeah, that's, you know, as we're reading this again, it's just, I'm just struck by this idea that, like, this passage is literally goes against everything I want to do in terms of, like, my human nature, right? Yeah. So a lot of times we talk about, you know, Christianity and faith sometimes as opposed to, like, our tendencies as sinful human beings. And there's a lot of, like, you know, things in there that are so easy to just, like, to just do with your life, like talking about being lazy. And then instead of being lazy, like, you know, bring it your best, work hard. Speaking through, like, you know, a lot of this talks about, like, hey, a lot of people set up their lives to look good on the outside, but this is a reversal where it's like, look good on the inside and allow that to, you know, just kind of permeate the rest of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. The thing that really jumped out to me is this is the first one. Don't just pretend to love others, really love them. I think Christians can be very bad at posting things on Instagram, you know, making it look like, hey, look at these things I'm involved with. Look at these things I'm doing. That's fine. But where is the action in that? You know, and what does it look like to really love someone? That gets messy. That gets, you know, you got to get your hands dirty when you do that. And, you know, I think all of us want to be perceived as good people. All of us want to be perceived as, and we spend a lot of time kind of like positioning ourselves to be perceived that way. Mm-hmm. When in reality, like, we should be positioning ourselves to love people in that way. And, you know, any of, like, the praise and glory that happens after that, you know, is kind of a cherry on top if it ever happens. You know, some of the people that I admire most are the people that, you know, in secret are giving money or are giving their time and just pouring into the lives of people. And they're not on, you know, anyone's social media page, but they are doing a great job of making people feel valuable and worth.
Yeah, that first sentence stood out to me too. And I think it's just such a call out that it's like, no, don't just pretend, because we're all really good at pretending. We're all really good at being nice to people and then speaking poorly of them behind their back or whatever it is. And it's just like, it's just such a call out to be like, no, like, actually love them. Like, don't just pretend, but actually really love them. And then just going on, like, hate what is wrong and hold tightly to what is good. And in a way, like, I just found, you know, society is just so easy to not really hold anything too tightly. You don't really have much. The best place to be is, like, neutral. You don't love too hard. You don't hate too hard. Mm-hmm. You don't speak too much. You don't say too much. You say enough, but not really anything. And it's like, it's like this wishy-washy thing, but this is just brings such an urgency that I appreciate, where it just says like, no, like, really love them and be passionate about it and hold tightly to what is good. Don't loosen your grip on that. And just taking delight in honoring one another. Mm-hmm. 'Cause so often it's difficult to honor another person without secretly being worried about how that's going to impact ourselves. Like, there's this seed of selfishness that so often takes over wanting to genuinely and really love somebody else and honor somebody else. And yeah, it's just, I just really appreciate the fact that this just calls it out and it says, no, you need to honor one another. You need to love one another. You need to genuinely show affection and love and support and honor to one another. I just love that so much.
Yeah, I think it's great. For me, what really jumped out is the way that Paul, who wrote this letter to the Romans, the way that he builds on it, where it's like, don't pretend to love each other, really love them. And then he's like, no, you know what? You could probably hide that pretty well. Let's just take it to the next level. No, you know what? Bless those people. Mm-hmm. Don't curse them. Pray. So that's like, no, you have to like activate. You can't just like hide and pretend that one. It's like, oh, you're going to pray in silence? Okay, how about this? They're hungry. You feed them. So it's like, not only do you need to like take the heart energy, you need to take the mental energy. No, you need to activate. You need to pray. And then beyond that, you need to take your own money, your own food to these people that are like enemies. Huh. And you need to give them of your own finances and your own you know, your own food. Wow. I'm like, okay, that just like levels everything up so much further.
Totally.
I could just hide this, but no, so you can't hide this. This has to be like real.
And when he's talking about enemies, like he, like this isn't like somebody unfriended you on a social media platform. Like they're dealing with like when he's saying bless those who persecute you, like we can hardly wrap our minds around that in North America, where it's like, oh, well, yeah, like someone made fun of me once because I go to church. It's very different than what they were experiencing, you know, with like your life being on the line. And Paul's telling them these crazy things like, yeah, how about you actually like pray for them? And actually, if those people that hate you and want you dead actually need something, why don't you extend your hand and help them? That's a very radical way to live, right? Like,
yeah. And to like try to soak that in today's context when there's so much tension and like divide and disunity and everything, like what a reality it would be if we just laid down our agendas or whatever. And it's just like, hey, how can I help you? And like, I just, Paul just taking it to the next level. I just like, oh man. Yeah. Yeah. I think we just need to take a moment and like, can we just read this through one more time even? And then just even speak a bit more personally about what these passages, these scriptures are speaking to each and every one of us in like our personal lives, I think. Okay, so I can read it. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God would bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God, for the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good.
Yeah, so we can just take a minute, kind of each of us again, maybe to just, you know, we've kind of given some broad overviews of some of the things that Paul is saying, but like when it comes to your own faith journey and your own relationship with the Lord, what's the thing that you feel the Spirit of God saying to you as you read that passage? And I can start. Couple things, and they're kind of related. Take delight in honoring each other. The word delight is what struck me this time. Basically, like find your joy in honoring other people instead of, and in an age where everybody's kind of like looking for their 15 minutes of fame. Mm. And I find like, you know, just in life, I can just become so self-focused, not in a egotistical way necessarily, but just in a, like, I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this to find, you know, and then what do I want to do for fun? Where do I want to find my joy? It usually isn't the first thought. I'm going to just go out of my way to make someone's day and honor them. I mean, we can get into the whole discussion of what honor looks like, right? Because I think that's like a very big word to describe a lot of different things. But I think just the general concept of, I need to find part of my joy in empowering others and in encouraging others and in giving others respect and all of those things, and kind of tying into that, the whole be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. I feel like, I'm fine to weep with those who weep, but I actually find it harder to be happy with those who are happy, especially if you're going through something that is challenging and someone else is like, you know, if you're dealing with some sort of like, relational tension or, some issue in your own life, whether it be like mental health or other struggles. Mm-hmm. And then someone else is like, hey, look, like someone just randomly gave me $8,000. And you're like, I don't have a job. Why did no one give me $8,000? You know, like, it's so hard. It's actually hard to do that.
Yeah.
To like, just really be happy with those who are happy. So that, I think that that's one takeaway for me for sure.
I think, yeah, for this one, for me, what really stood out this time was don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Because I'm like, I'm a pretty ordinary person. But I think more what it's saying is it's so easy to put yourself above people or maybe, you know, the extra grace required people. Where it's like, yeah, I love you, but I just don't want to be the one that has to deal with you. Like somebody else can do that. Like, yeah, I don't hate you. I'm not going to like, you know, wish the worst on you, but I also don't want to spend any time with you because it's just draining. I mean, truthfully.
Yeah.
And I think that's, totally. It's so easy to avoid because you see it, you know, when those conversations are going to happen, you know, when that person sees you, maybe they see you at church and you're like, nope, going the other way.
Not today.
But I never really associated it with pride. I thought, oh man, this is just self-preservation. I need to preserve my energy because I need it for all these other important things that I'm doing. And then it's like, okay, no, it loops around. It's just my pride saying that I'm too important or my time's too crucial or I don't have time for this individual. And I'm like, okay, that's, yeah, not really a very loving action, even though it's like not really doing anything wrong. But yeah, the pride that's there. I don't know. I just had never really thought about it in that way. Ordinary people. Because I'm like, I'm the ordinary person.
Hmm. You're looking at everyone else being like, yeah, stop trying to avoid me. I could totally think of people that are avoiding my company.
I see you avoiding eye contact right now.
Well, we're here, Daniel.
Yeah.
Spending time with ordinary people like you.
Oh, man. It's too real. That's so funny. I think for me, it's like it's actually the opposite of you, Ryan, of that scripture where it just says, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. And for me, God's been totally, I think, just breaking my heart in a whole nother way in this, you know, in the past, you know, few weeks even, where it's like discovering a whole nother level of weep with those who weep. I do find that I get really excited about things. Like, it's so funny, even with my siblings, we'll be talking about something and I'm like, oh my goodness, that's amazing. And then my brother would be like, you get like really excited about these things. And I was like, yeah, it's amazing. And he's just like, okay. And I was like, okay, I guess I do get super excited. All right. It's really easy for me to be happy with other people are happy. But I feel like lately I've been discovering what it means and what it truly looks like to weep with somebody who's weeping. And because I think so often it can be, oh man, like you try to empathize or you're saying, yeah, that's really difficult or that's really hard. And you listen or you are, you know, soft and you're patient when they're sharing what's going on and what, you know, an experience is meant for them, but it's a whole other thing to actually like weep with them. Cause I think of things when I'm coming to this place and I'm like weeping. It doesn't happen like super often in my life, but it's happened more lately probably than ever. But just this idea of weeping, because there's an element where your heart just becomes broken with that person or for that person or alongside that person, to a depth that would cause you to weep with them. So that's, I think, just been a whole nother level, I think, especially even in the realities of, you know, racism, just in culture, it's existed forever. But the tensions that have arisen in culture and all of the things and being in an interracial marriage and raising a mixed race daughter, just seeing it play out in our daily lives and what that looks like. It's like that God is just breaking my heart. And so I'm just like discovering on a whole other level, I feel like, what it means to weep with those who weep. And just like, yeah, just walk in that like burden, I guess, with people. Because I think that's just really, yeah, it's really important. And I feel like I've just been discovering it in a whole nother way. But then on the other side, and Pastor Kevin talked about this, you know, in the last couple of weeks, we're just talking about revenge. Cause so often I'm also like, when you weep and you feel injustice or you feel hurt about whatever it might be, so often I know for me, I'm like, okay, well, now what? All right. Like, totally. I want to get revenge. Or I want to fix it, or I want to get justice or whatever. But scripture just talks like, no, don't take revenge. Like, the Lord will sort this. Like, you know, it's just a whole other way of living. It's like a whole other way to position your heart. And yeah, God, that's what God's been totally showing me lately. Yeah.
That's so cool. Like, I think there's so much, there's so many things we try to fix, and there's so many things we try to, wrongs we try to right, and offenses we take up. And this passage is just a great reminder. There's more important things at play than just being right or getting the right result or getting back or getting justice. Like, they're, you know, the relationships are the key, right? Like, and I think that's what this whole text is about, is just love people. And you go, okay, I love people. Oh, actually, this is how you love people. To the extent that you are so integrated in people's lives where you weep with them, or where you go, hey, let me help you out because you're in a rough spot. And this is what, you know, reading elsewhere in scripture, this is kind of what marked the Christian church, was that they were a movement of people that took care of each other and loved each other and were joyful in suffering, and who, you know, just radically gave of themselves and their finances and everything to just like, you know, and so often, you know, in our culture, things are like, you have your house, I have my house, my parents have their house, things are kind of separated and distant. And this is kind of calling us back to, we are so much more than a couple thousand people that gather on a Sunday morning and say hi and think that that's enough. You know, like, we need to be integrated in each other's lives. And I think that's so, so key.
That's so good. Loved hearing your guys' thoughts on this scripture. And if you're listening and you haven't listened to the messages, I would encourage you to go check out the messages. If you haven't read through this piece of scripture, I would encourage you to take some time, read through it, maybe read through it a couple times, and just meditate on it and just allow God to speak to you directly through this scripture. I feel like there's something that everybody can pull out that's specific to their life, specific to this timing. So yeah, I would encourage you to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage people who might be feeling like you look at this list and go, man, I'm so far away from the ideal that the Lord's laid out for me, and there's some serious growth areas. Just as an encouragement to you, I remember a time in my life where I, you know, my wife Wendy, when you talk about like weep with those who weep, she is like literally like crying in our home often because of the situations in other people's lives and thinking, what can I do to help? You know, how can I pray for them? And that really challenged me. And I remember looking at her and saying, like, I don't feel that way. Like, and I want to feel that way. Mm-hmm. And part of that's personality and all that stuff. But I just remember, like, I just dedicated that to prayer. And I was like, okay, Lord, like, give me a heart that breaks for the people that you love. And, you know, over the years, like, that he's totally answered that prayer. And so I just thought it would be great to end by praying for each and every one of you, for whatever you feel like the Lord's kind of laying on your heart to grow, and areas that you can grow in. Just want to pray that the Lord would do that in your life. So let's pray. Jesus, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful for Paul and the life he lived and his obedience to you. And for this letter that we can read as a blueprint for how to love people well. And so, God, I pray for each of us that you would just teach us what it means to truly love, to truly operate with love in action. And God, I pray that our church as a whole even would just be marked by this sacrificial, amazing way to live, where we encourage each other, where we lift each other up, and not even within our walls, but in every workplace, in every difficult scenario, like we prayed with the people that we're at odds with and that maybe have wronged us. God, we just pray that you would use us to just bring your kingdom and to bring your love into each and every situation that we enter in. We want to look more like you, and God, I pray that using this blueprint that you'd help us to do just that. So thank you for this time. Amen.